Well, hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, where we're going to continue our discussion today about a small group spiritual warfare study. This is number 15 in this series. Enjoy sharing these. I've got a free downloadable PDF transcript of this podcast available on our website with some questions and answers and discussion thoughts at the end. Today, we're going to talk about fishing for people. Let me start with Luke 2, 41 to 49, New King James. Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they'd finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" Mark 1:17 NLT, Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I'll show you how to fish for people." Is there somebody in your life you want to lead to Christ? Is there someone who's hurting, lost, or lonely? Have you exhausted all your options in the past, accidentally burning your bridge to them or saying something that makes you think there's no hope for you to reach them? Are you about your father's business, kingdom business? Isn't it time you began to focus on his kingdom more than your own? Everybody I know has someone they love who's walking away from God. Don't give up. Keep praying, but add action. You know, there's over 70 spiritual weapons in Scripture. One of my new books is called 12 Spiritual Weapons. It talks about just 12. Most people think we only have a couple, but we have over 70. Keep adding weapons until what you're praying for begins to happen. Pray that this person will be deaf to the voice of the enemy and only be able to hear the voice of truth. Gag the enemy speaking into their heart, their mind. And consider virtual staking if you can't do an actual staking of their home. Virtual staking just means you take a picture or a picture of their home and put it in the bottom of a box and stake the corners of the box. It's a way to stake a place you can't go to or stake a place or home that's not open to letting you stake it in real life. Virtual stake them. And put extra Bible verses and prayers for them and sticky notes around that box until you see the breakthrough you're looking for. Lord, right now I'm thinking about blank. You fill in the blank name. You know what they need, and you know what will work on their heart. I've tried to make a difference, but I might not be the right person to reach them. Please put the right person in their life that will speak the right words at the right moment. Touch their heart, Lord, and show them your love for them. Rebuild anything I've accidentally torn down. Help me to know when to speak up and when to shut up. Repair any holes I've put in our relationship. Save them before it's too late. In Jesus' name. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to consider the following 6 discussion thoughts. Number 1, make a list of people you and maybe only you can reach for the kingdom of God. Number 2, pray to bind and gag all invisible enemies who are assigned to that person in the unseen realm. Number 3, pray for them to be deaf to the voice of the enemy and only open to the voice of truth. Number 4, consider virtually or actually staking their home or property or apartment or workplace. Number 5, write the most pressing issue on the stakes. Maybe it's fear, maybe it's drugs, maybe it's an addiction of some type, maybe it's sexual immorality. Write that on the stakes. Add other verses if God gives you one. And number 6, Watch what God does. And when it's over, praise Him for what you see happen. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.